Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the California Angels and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The left fielder, Jack Howell. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Pitching for the California Angels, John Candelaria. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The DH, Dave Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball four. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Boone and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone fires to third and picks off Brookins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herndon moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis bunts towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. DeCinca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Howell moves to second. Doug DeCinca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinca is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Howell moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis strikes out. One out. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Durrell covering, for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon bunts in front of the plate. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Coles moves to second. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Coles scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 3 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.